Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hockey season's back. It makes me want to stand up and shout. As does Jesse Pierce of Bar Down Beauty is our next guest to talk a little bit of Minnesota Wild hockey. Jesse, the season is here. And thank you for joining us this morning, by the way. Great to have you. So I'm looking at the roster, and you can't help but notice that there's three goalies on it. Philip Gustafson and Marc-Andre Fleury and Jesper Wallstedt. Now, this is very interesting because I don't know, is Wallstedt the odd man out? Does he start the season in Iowa, or is there a chance that they carry three goaltenders?
I think there is a chance that they carry three goaltenders. We've been chatting with Bill Guerin about that, just that exact scenario. You know, is it a possibility? And I think they want to put Jesper Wallstedt in the best possible position for him to continue to develop. He's done a lot of really great things down in the American Hockey League with the Iowa Wild. That is time for him to take that next step. Now, fortunately and unfortunately for him, they have Marc-Andre Fleury back for another year. You have Philip Gustafson, who you want to see have a bounce back year after kind of some down numbers last season. And what better goaltender to learn under than Marc-Andre Fleury for Jesper? So I think they're going to look at it as a situation where it might be more of a platooning in and out for Jesper. He might start down in Iowa, but they're really looking to get him some games, get him that NHL action, because next year, he's the guy. He is the wall in St. Paul, really. So you want to see what he has. Can he be that NHL player night in and night out and have that consistency, be there for the practices? So I think they might consider carrying the three goaltenders. But otherwise, you're going to look at Jesper kind of coming up and down, up and down. And that's a situation that he would be absolutely comfortable in as well.
By the way, fantastic pronunciation, the Swedish pronunciation of Jesper Wallstedt. Well done.
I've been working on it all.
I can tell.
All season. Yes, exactly.
I'd like to chat with you about Merritt Khuznetdinov. He came in with a bit of fanfare, had a decent start to his season last year. Well, when he came in for the portion that he was here, from what you've seen of him in the preseason, how does he look to you? Do you feel like he's taken a step forward?
I think so. I think Marat was one of those guys that came in and was kind of a lock. You know, it was between him and Liam Ogren and a couple of younger guys that would be fighting for spots. But Marat, to me, came in and he was going to be the guy. He's had a really strong preseason. He's really improved his game at the dot. That's where it's really big, right? You need a guy like that up the middle who can make some plays. And Marat's one of those players, and I think they're going to give him some opportunities right now. He's in a bottom six role, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing some more special teams or playing up a couple times throughout the season too, just to really get that look. Because again, that's what you're looking for, is the future. You have to look toward, the next couple of years. She thinks you're my brother, my Uncle Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think he is. He's had a really strong preseason and earned his spot, and I'm excited to see how he continues to evolve in his role with the Minnesota Wild.
Tell her I'm sorry that I'm not her. Is it her Uncle Dave that she's?
It's my brother. Yes, it is.
Okay, tell him I apologize. I'm not that, but I am fun.
Yes.
Jared Spurgeon missed a good portion of last year, and at this point in his career, that can be a bit of concern because it is difficult. The older you get, the older, harder it is to come back. How has he looked? He played minimal preseason games, but from what you've seen, is he right where he was before the injury?
He is, and I think he's just so excited to get back. He knows what a tough year it was, and it's tough to not have your leader on the ice. He is the captain for a reason. He certainly was able to still have that voice in the locker room, but he wasn't there showing what he can do, and everybody knows what Jared Spurgeon can do, especially here in Minnesota. They've been very, cautious with him, keeping him out of some scrimmages. But he also has been training incredibly hard to get to back where he was. He's been taking good care of himself. So I have no concerns about Jared Spurgeon being the Jared Spurgeon that you want. He's going to be that top pair defenseman. And his body is held up. It's funny, I asked him that same question, Dave. I said, is this harder now that you're older, which I also hate asking because he is younger than me. But he had mentioned, he goes, yeah, you know, it's definitely a little tougher. But he said he'd never experienced a significant injury like this. He has never had to deal with kind of this rehabbing and this comeback. So he was very committed, dedicated, obviously great staff surrounding him. And I think everybody's excited to have Jarrett Spurgeon back captaining that blue line this season.
That is the voice of Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins fans likely saw the quote this week from Craig Leopold and wished upon wishes that this could be something they hear from the poll ads. He was asked about keeping Kirill Kaprizov, what it's going to take, and Mr. Leopold says, we will not be outbid, basically, for Kirill Kaprizov. Nobody will pay more than we are. But there is a thought here, and it's public, that they have to show that they're a winner. Is money enough to, in your mind, keep Kirill Kaprizov here long term from what Craig was saying this week?
I mean, I think it's not a money factor for Kirill Kaprizov. Getting to know him, he is a player that wants to win. Certainly he wants to get paid what he's worth, but I don't think he's necessarily going out and trying to seek the highest dollar amount, right? He's not going to hold out. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. He wants to be on a team that's a contender night in and night out. So that's up to Bill Guerin and the Minnesota Wild to show him. And that starts this year because, again, those talks are going to be taking place officially July 1 of this offseason. But you have to show him now that you do have these pieces in place. You know, the buyouts are going to be gone. You have young stars coming up. Is Liam Ogren going to be that guy? Is Marat going to be that guy? Is Dmelya Yurov going to come over from Russia? I mean, you have all these other little factors. And then you have the people that are certainly in place, too. Your Matt Zuccarello, your Matt Boldy, your Joel Eriksson-Ek, Ryan Hartman. You know, can they all have that next step in their career as well to make Minnesota not just a playoff team, but a playoff team that can make a deep run? Again, that Stanley Cup contender. I think that's what Kirill Kaprizov is looking for because, hey, he's out there, one of the hardest-working superstars I have seen in the National Hockey League. So to him, it's not about the dollars necessarily. It is definitely about, can we build a cup contender here? So I think if Minnesota can show him that, and good on Craig Leopold, I have no doubt that they will throw everything. Minnesota has been very fortunate to have good ownership on the hockey side of things. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more than that. They're going to really have to show and convince Kirill that around him they can do this.
Real quickly, Jesse, before I let you go, Matt Boldy missed the most of the preseason. I believe it was a lower body injury. Is he tracking to play opening night?
Yes, I believe everything should be good. Even upon the injury when it happened, it was funny. It kind of came out of nowhere. He had practiced, had played in the preseason game, spoke with media after that practice, and then it, you know, missed the next couple days and hasn't played in the preseason since. But he has been out there every practice the past week with the group. So that's good. He's taking contact. There's been no aversion there. Again, I think it was just out of precaution to hold him out of that final preseason game. No qualms there. But, yes, he will be on the opening night roster. Everything looks to be good there. So fingers crossed we are having no injuries heading into the opening night for your Minnesota Wild.
Well, thank goodness for that. Jesse Pierce, Bar Down Beauties podcast and NHL.com as well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always. Anytime, Dave.
Thanks, Jesse.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.